you're a junior or a senior in high school, and you're worried about where the next stage of life will take you. You're stuck in limbo as you brace yourself for the future. Yet, you have so much unfinished business here. You're trying to balance all of your AP classes, being captain of your dance team, being in a young committed relationship, maybe even juggling a part-time job just to get some experience in customer service, handling money, and using your big girl voice. You go home and write in a journal about stress, family problems, proud moments, and times with your friends you never want to forget. You're applying to colleges all around the country, and you decide to apply for a private school in Orange, California, called Chapman University. You research online, you see pictures of people that look like you on the website. Your jaw drops at the tuition fees and admissions rates. You check out the requirements on the Chapman application and whisper to yourself, "Only in my dreams." But you decide to apply anyway, because you know there's something special inside you. Months later, you get accepted to all of your dream schools. But all the campuses are huge, and you're afraid to drown in an ocean full of strangers who won't help you. You realize you know nothing about the people that make up the place. How can you choose a home for the next 4 years if you don't know anyone? How will they understand your complex past? How will they relate? Will they even listen? Everybody is somebody with a story. Our community brings all walks of life with voices to be heard. You deserve to be heard. Welcome to the Humans of Chapman podcast. I'm your host, Celeste Carbonell. I set out to have conversations with random, real people in our community to search for unique individual experiences and stories. Today, I met 4 individuals, all with distinct stories that were kind enough to shed their layers and display vulnerability. I asked them questions like, "What is your biggest struggle right now?" And "What aspect of your identity are you most proud of?" These broad and open-ended questions are just conversation starters that I utilize to dig deeper into the lives of humans of Chapman. What is something that makes you proud?
Right now, I feel like I'm in a season in life where I'm focusing a lot on my relationships with people and being intentional with my relationships. So one of the things that makes me proud is when I'm able to form meaningful relationships with people and know that there's a connection between that and we got to share, you know, parts of our hearts with each other.
So you talked about how you're trying to be more intentional with your relationships. Can you talk a little bit about maybe one person that made an impact on you during your experience here at Chapman?
I remember during the first week that I first came to Chapman, I was a transfer student and I knew nobody, and I didn't really want to eat in the CAF because the CAF was such a big place and I didn't know anybody. And so I remember walking in one time for lunch, and I was just walking around trying to look for food, and I could feel tears start to come on, and I was grabbing fruits, I think, and then my friend Erin came up to me and she complimented my shirt. She goes, "Hey, He Is Great." I was wearing a He Is Greater Than I shirt, and he goes, "Hey, I like your shirt." And I'm like, "Thanks, can I eat lunch with you guys?" And she's like, "Yeah, of course." We're sitting over there, and to this day she's one of my favorite people ever. She's like super happy, and it's just a relationship that I want to continue to build too, because just that outreach and that effort that she put in into just forming new relationships really impacted me, especially on that day.
Can you explain how much you evolved from the first day you came to campus and that comparison till now?
When I first came to Chapman, I felt like I didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to hang out with, what to do on campus, where to go when I didn't have homework. And now I think after exploring different areas of Chapman, being on main campus, Dodge, and the Digital Arts Center, I feel like I've been able to open myself to new places and things to do and learn. I've been able to meet so many awesome people from different classes, and those people who were willing to and still are willing to teach me things and learn from me too is one of the best things ever. I really value those friendships and relationships because I feel like we are able to see those values in each other and pull that out and really accentuate that. Also, just like going around in a circle, that was a place where I got to kind of take some time for myself and discover who I am and like what means the most to me in life, and just having that time to myself and being away from family, it's pretty good in the growth process.
Okay, can you tell me about your biggest struggle right now?
One of the things that keep me up at night, even though once I get into bed, I'm out in the next minute, but sometimes when I'm really tired, I force myself to stay up because I want to video chat my family back home in Hawaii. And it's right now it's a 3-hour time difference. And even though I'm super tired, I will stay up and video chat them and make sure that we're like up to date on each other's lives. Even though it could just be sitting down, virtually sitting down at the dinner table with them and just listening to them talk. I think that brings me a lot of joy.
Can you tell me about a time or the last time you cried?
I cried yesterday, but it wasn't because I was sad. The last time I cried was yesterday because I was just so overwhelmed that I got this on-campus job position because I felt like I wasn't gonna get it. I felt like I wasn't qualified to get it. I feel like I didn't do great at the interview. And so I had zero expectations that I was gonna get it. There was a huge chance I wouldn't get it. And then just knowing that out of everyone else, I was chosen just brought me so much joy. And I was talking to my mom too on the phone, and that's what made me cry actually. Because she was like pushing me to go for it because this will get me to where I want to be later on. And it was, yeah, just tears of joy. And it was like, oh my gosh, mom, okay. It'll all work out. It's scary. I'm scared of like the time management situation, but I think it'll be good. It's exciting.
Can you share one of the happiest moments of your life?
One of the happiest moments of my life was the day of my graduation party, graduation from high school. And we had it back home in Hawaii at the Halekoa Hotel, and everything was just planned out perfectly. We had like vases full of my favorite flowers in there, and all of my family and friends were there, everyone I loved, my classmates. The food was amazing. It was all you can eat buffet. We didn't have to worry about cleaning up and everything. And when we got in the car after the party was over, me and my family were just so amazed at how everything turned out so well, and we're super thankful. We even ended the day by going to one of my favorite parks with my dog and just watching the sunset there. And I that was one of the best days ever because it was just like the simple things and just ending it so simply too. It was amazing.
What is your biggest struggle right now?
Liner. The language, I mean the English. Because I came to the United States 2 years ago, I said before, and right now I'm still, you know, learning how to speak English, you know. It's better than before, of course, but still it takes a time to say something because still I'm thinking in Japanese and I have to translate it into English and it takes a time, so yeah, it's really hard for me, but yeah, it is my struggle. I started to study English, I think 5 or 6 years ago, but I just read the English article or learn the grammars and writings, so I can write and you know read English. But when I came to United States, I couldn't speak English at all. So I think it's really different things, speaking and reading. It was actually 2 weeks ago. I have my set. I mean, I filmed my project, and you know, usually I can take time to think how to, you know, how to speak or what I speak. But on this set, there is, you know, no time to think because we have a limit time to shoot. And especially on this set, every native speaker talks really fast. So sometimes it's hard to understand what they're talking. So sometimes I ask, you know, again and again, I'm sorry, what did you say? Or, you know, and it was, you know, bothering for everyone, especially on the set. So I felt that, oh my God, I have to improve my English more and more to work on this set.
What is something that makes you most proud?
It is, I think I always pursue my passion. It makes me proud of me because when I decided to come to United States, it was hard and difficult to decide because their culture and language is totally different from Japan, and I've already graduated a university in Japan, so I thought I have to start to work in Japan. But when I had to decide to work in Japan or not, I remembered that my dream was going to United States and to learn film. It was my dream since I was a child, and I remembered that. And if I don't go to the United States, maybe I will regret about that. I will regret about it in the future. I felt that.
What is your biggest struggle right now?
My biggest struggle is keeping everything in balance. So I talk about this all the time, but I am trying to be a healthy human being, which means just being clean and eating right, and maybe going to the gym every once in a while and wearing clean clothes, that type of simple stuff, but also being the same person that says yes to everything and has a billion things going on, and also having all the billion things go on and not having one of those things drop. A lot of times I end up having a ball drop and I'm like, oh, whoops. I feel like it's almost inevitable because it's hard, but I'm trying to keep everything stay afloat and not die.
Were you scared to think that there was nobody here like you? And like, how did you find your place?
My roommate, she's awesome. She's one of the nicest people ever. And so she's always so sweet and so nice and always looks out for me. And so she's definitely made my experience at Chapman a hell of a lot better, because she's just a nice person. She does things I don't ask her to do, and I usually don't like ask people to do things for me, because a lot of times people let you down. So, but she doesn't ever let me down, so it's just like, oh, cool, I can have someone who I can actually rely on. That's nice.
What is your biggest struggle right now, or something that you're kind of wrestling with internally?
My biggest struggle right now is finding time to communicate and spend time with my family. Graduate school is very, it's very draining and time consuming, but I really do need to take the time to just call my parents or something and see how they're doing, because without them, I wouldn't be where I am now. The moment I felt most guilty was I would just never tell my mom how I'm doing academically. I was on academic probation for most of my time at Chapman, but yeah, I just didn't want to like tell her like such bad news, because yeah, so not telling her was kind of like my motivation to work hard to get out of probation and to finally graduate. Yeah.
These strangers were brave enough to open up to me about the challenges they face and share their diverse worlds. I had to ask if they could leave us with any advice or pockets of wisdom they've learned along the way.
And any advice that I could give to somebody, I would say that when you're walking around campus, make eye contact with people and look at them, smile, don't be afraid to say hi, because that one smile could just spark a relationship, or just, you know, send happy vibrations.
You know, just find a good Japanese restaurant and go to eat Japanese food.
Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it.
A quote that has been motivating me since I was a kid was, a great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. I saw this quote on a poster at my mom's work, and I would always see it every time she would bring me in, and that just basically told me to stay motivated even though people might shut you down, just to try to work around your failures and just to keep trying and to prove people wrong that you can reach an outcome, or an outcome similar to whatever is at the finish line.
After hearing stories from these complete strangers, I learned that having deep intellectual conversations and sharing our personal stories shouldn't end here. We should take the time to get to know the people around us, to connect on a deeper, more intimate level in this busy and sometimes stressful atmosphere. All too often, we subconsciously make judgments just off of what we see on the surface. Tune in for next week's episode on Halloween, Tuesday, October 31st, to see what humans of Chapman have to say about the scariest moments of their lives. Thank you for listening to
Humans
of Chapman.